Hey everybody, it's me again. You know who the hell I am. It's cold. It's not snowing outside, but it's cold enough to snow if it actually did rain any precipitation down from the heavens. And my ankle feels better than it did last night because it felt like it swelled up. Oh, jeez. That's why I didn't do a show last night. I started walking around a little bit to sort of get ready to back to the desk and sitting on the couch to watch the game and getting something to eat and all that. And I realized, damn, my ankle hurts like a mother. So, yeah, I'm going to have to redo the show. I really am getting tired of doing sports only shows because I don't have much time to watch sports anymore, and my interests are going beyond sports, so I'm going to kind of reformulate the show and see what happens there, but we'll see what happens. I don't know. Anyhow, 2 weeks to go before the national nightmare of Christmas is over with. Saturday wasn't bad. Sunday wasn't. Well, Saturday was busy, but it wasn't bad. Yesterday was busy, but it wasn't bad, per se. Pretty much the only real problem I had was the fact that, you know, when you work in a work environment that management basically treats you like shit. Not all managers, but certain ones that basically act like unless you're busy constantly, you're goofing off. I mean, retail is an ebb and flow in our department. I mean, we could be slammed for 15 straight minutes and then be dead for 30. And then the next thing you know, we're slammed again. I mean, that's the nature of the beast. And, you know, if you're someone who's trained to go, oh my God, you got to be constantly busy, constantly doing something. You know, relax a bit, you know. It's one thing if you take a few couple of minutes to actually, you know, talk to somebody for a couple of minutes just to, when things are kind of a little slow, you know, no big deal. But when you think if you're talking to somebody for like 2 seconds, I really am getting tired. I don't even call them managers anymore. They're bureaucrats. That's what they are, bureaucrats. They're bean counters. Oh, they look at his paper. Oh, they look up. Oh, God, they're standing around for a second. Oh, they must be goofy out. They must have been standing there for 3 hours straight. I'm not doing a damn thing. We got to do something about that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Even though they've been around for, like, what, 3 times in the whole day? Jesus Christ. We could have sales of $1 million back there. And they could come by and it'd be dead for like 2 minutes of the entire day. And they think we've been goofing off all day. That's how stupid they are. But that's just me. I don't know. Maybe I don't know anything. Maybe I'm supposed to constantly be going. Oh, wait a minute. I do constantly go all the time. Yeah, I'm always walking around zoning. Well, what the hell they call it zoning? Straightening up. Call it straightening up for Pete's sake. That's a stupid bureaucratic name for it. Let's not call it straightening up. Let's call it zoning. That sounds much more fun. I hope when Al-Qaeda strikes again, they nuke Bentonville. Go ahead. It'll be a national tragedy if you nuke Bentonville. Yeah, it'll be a national tragedy. Well, it'll break America's back if you do that. Not. You'll have 1 million Walmart workers celebrating at one time. Well, that's it for now. Good day, good luck, and may the good news be yours, yada, yada, yada.